Moshe Peretz Man, who lives in Eretz Israel, asked the following question. Since one of the seven Noahide laws is the prohibition against worshipping idols, does that mean that hundreds of millions of people who subscribe to Far Eastern and tribal religions that worship idols, or otherwise decent people, are really Rishayim? And even if one has Bechira to change his ways, how is it rational to expect millions of people to suddenly abandon idol worship and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The truth is that idol worship is prohibited, but the rabbis do say that idol worshippers today don't really know what they're doing. They've only inherited this from their ancestors, and therefore their idol worship is not as serious a sin to them as it could be, even though idol worship itself intrinsically is a terrible thing. But these people really don't know the significance of what they're doing. They're doing it only because of the tradition that they have. In addition, idol worshippers think that the gods that they worship are the creators of the world. So really they are intending to serve God, just getting mixed up with a host of other powers. And therefore the Magid Mikelem says that it says, Mizrach Shemesh ad Mavo Mahulo Shem Hashem. From when the sun rises to where it sets, God's name is being praised. And he asked, but most people, like you said, are idol worshippers, not praising God. So he gives a very nice marshal of people who came and paid homage to someone they thought was the king, but was really impersonating the king. When the king found out, he wanted to kill them as being insubordinate and infidels. So they explained that when we gave homage to this person, we thought we were giving it to you. And the king accepted that. So too, these idol worshippers basically today think that they're serving the God. They got it mixed up with other powers or whatever. So God definitely will look upon them with leniency, as opposed to Jews who know better. We came face to face with God when the Torah was given.